It's time for Vet Talk on KDOM. It's brought to you each Tuesday morning as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic. And today, Dr. Kent Leckie is with us. And we're right around the corner to Thanksgiving. It's a fun time for pets.
It's a fun time, and it's you know, family gets together too, and all kinds of pets come together.
Now, one of the things that happens is maybe your uncle's there having turkey dinner with you and tries to feed your dog, or sometimes table scraps maybe get fed a little more often this time of year.
Yeah, and a lot of them, especially if they're not used to anything like that, it's a little bit fatty, a little greasy, they can get what's called pancreatitis. And then they'll be throwing up, sometimes diarrhea, and go off food.
So it's important, and we talk about it a lot, but if it's on the table, you probably shouldn't give it to your pets.
Yeah, that's a good idea, yeah. I have one story. This is when a long time ago, because we would treat a lot of pancreatitis cases around Thanksgiving, and it was a big lab, and we couldn't find out, you know, the blood work was suspicious of it, but we couldn't find anything on x-rays. It wasn't getting better. With treatment, and then it finally pooped out a whole turkey bag.
Oh.
And then he was better. But you can't see it on x-rays. It's not on blood work. But,
wow.
And then it was better, yeah.
Okay. So that's definitely something to be aware of.
My pancreatitis story that I tell everybody, yes.
But the simplest solution is to just don't put your pet in that situation.
Yes. Yep, don't feed them the table scraps. No.
So if there is an issue like that, are there things you can do, or do you really kind of just have to wait?
Yeah, we used to, take them completely off food and water for a few days, but they've certainly changed that. Where now we want some bland food because we still want them to have some energy. So multiple smaller meals with some water, just bland food, just try to calm the stomach down. And a lot of times we have to give fluid and maybe some anti-nausea medicine here.
But the big thing is just get a hold of the vet clinic here and you can kind of help guide through.
Yeah, absolutely. Even if we have to, examine them and do some blood work. Yep.
Very good. All right. So we want to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving, but we want to keep the food on the table.
Yeah, I don't want to be called Thanksgiving Day.
Very good. Well, Dr. Kent Leckie, thanks for talking with us this morning.
You bet. Thanks, Steve.
And that will do it for Vet Talk today on KDOM. It's brought to you as a service of the Cottonwood Veterinary Clinic in Windham.